Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Rotary Matters on Arrow FM 92.7 and Wairarapa TV. I'm Marilyn Buzaid, and over the next hour or so, we'll be talking about some very exciting projects that my Rotary Club of Masters and South is working on. I'm very lucky to have in the studio today two of our Rotary members, and welcome to Warwick Dean and Alan Boehm. Thank you to Alan for stepping in at the last minute, which is really good. And both of them have been involved in a really exciting new venture of our clubs. But we'll be talking about that just in a moment. Also, later on, we'll be talking about two other upcoming events. One of them is the annual food bank, and then we will also be talking about a special anniversary of our mini golf site. So firstly, both you, I think, Alan, you are the treasurer of a venture that is called the Masterton Christmas Fair. Correct. Why, what, where and when, all those things. So, yeah.
Why? Because we wanted to identify with Masterton. Christmas time is the fair, and it is a fair, and it's quite similar to what is happening in Martinborough, the Martinborough Fair. In fact, we have had the opportunity to get a lot of information from the Rotary Club of Wairarapa South, who organise the Martinborough Fair. There are two events yearly, so that's how it is. And I think from my point of view, one of the things that's quite exciting is that as a former retailer, we're not doing something that is taking away from the retail business that is in the town at the moment. It will enhance that. And so it's exciting that we're doing something and not taking the any funding that might come through for those other businesses in town.
So how will it work, Warwick? Are you the manager? No, what are you, chairperson?
I'm the chair.
You're chair, okay. So how is it all going to work?
Right, we're closing the street off from the Regent Theatre up to Bruce Street. In fact, the whole road right through from, as I said, from the Regent Theatre right through to the Farriers roundabout will be closed off.
Oh, Queen Street, that is.
Queen Street.
Yeah.
And all the side streets leading into it.
Oh, okay.
We have 161 stalls that will take us from the Regent to Bruce Street, back to back, and all the retailers are able to take part with stalls outside their shops as well. So we've had a lot of good response from the retailers because it's bringing an estimated 15,000 people into the town on the Saturday. So it's going to be a very fun day for everybody in Queen Street on the 7th of December.
So is it all day or what time does it start?
Well, the road closes at 5 o'clock and it's for the storeholders to set up. The public are invited to come in at 9 o'clock through till 3:30, 4 o'clock when this fair will close. And then we will clean up and have it reopened by 5.
Gosh. And the stalls, I'm just thinking of the Martinborough Fair, they are on the road, the roadway, so the stalls will actually be on Queen Street and the footpaths, or how do you get into the other other retail shops?
All the stalls are down the middle of the road, back to back, so the walking will be between the stall and the footpath, and the storeholders will then be able to come out 1 and a bit metres from their shop, so they can't close the whole footpath off, but they can come out 1 metre from this.
The retailers can come out. Yeah. So the retailers, are they part of that 161?
No.
So whatever they sell, that's for them, is that right?
Yes, it costs them nothing to be involved in it.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the big advantages, bringing the people into town at a time of year when it's quite busy retail-wise, well, we hope it will be.
Yeah, yes.
And it gives them the opportunity to set up and do something a little bit different, that's all.
So that's good, yeah. Yeah. So all those 160 are all more or less from out of town or from people who are selling their wares that wouldn't normally get a chance to sell them.
Yeah,
but it's like your Martin Borough Fair or any of the other markets that have been throughout the Wairarapa, like Greytown and Cardin. So there are, most of them will be from out of town, and included in that 161 there is 15 food vans, where most of the food vans will be, most of the food vans are in Park Street. And so, therefore, we're having a food area in total.
Oh, yes.
And, therefore, we'll be able to keep most of the food out of Queen Street away from the other food retailers.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yes.
So Park Street, that's down, for those who don't know, that's just opposite the library.
Correct.
Yeah. So that's really good. And so you've got 161. Have you got room for more?
Yes.
We still are taking, people are still inquiring about it, like coming in dribs and drabs now, but we had a bit of a rush earlier on. So we have plenty of room. We can take up to around about 280 stalls.
Really?
In total, and that's our expectations in years to come. So
that'd be great.
This is going to be a yearly event.
Yeah.
So this is what we're hoping to do.
So how do people get in? I'm sure there's all information in the paper. And then how do people get in touch if they want to put a stall in?
We have a website, Masterton Fair NZ, and they can actually go on there and all the information can be filled out online.
Oh, great.
So
yeah,
we've become very modern. We've done away with a paper trail.
Oh, well done. Do you know what some of the stalls, you know, what's the variety of stalls? What have we got?
There's a large variety of stalls, clothing, jewellery, artware. There's a lot going. The actual number in the 161, I can't give you an actual breakdown, but there is a good selection of stalls.
Of different stalls. And a good selection also of the food stalls that will be, I mean, they always in the Park Street and that too.
Yes, there's a typical, especially the coffee vendors. There's quite a few coffee vans. Mr. Whippy's will have two vehicles there. So, yeah, there's a bit for everyone.
That's great. One of the things I suppose people are going to ask is, where are they going to park?
Parking, the stallholders will be allocated car parks, but there is still plenty of room for the general public with parking on Chapel Street, Dixon Street, behind the skate park, around the park. So there is a lot of areas where the public can park and down the side streets.
Oh, great. Yeah. So what about Farrier's car park? Is that going to be used?
Yes, Farrier's car park can be used. There's also, it's only 6 minutes walk from the car park over at Henny Lake, coming along the water bank and over the swing bridge.
Yeah.
So there's plenty of parking around town close by.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the car park at the service club.
Yes, and
we hold our Sunday market.
So
there, and yeah, there's plenty of parking.
Oh, well, that's really good. Excellent. Where did the idea come from? I mean, what was the brainwave? I mean,
it wasn't a brainwave. We were offered it because during COVID, the South Wairarapa Rotary ran their Christmas market when they couldn't run their
market. Yes, you're right. Yeah.
And because they decided just to stick to their two markets in February and March, they offered us the opportunity to take
Christmas.
It over. So basically we've taken it over from the South Wairarapa Rotary. Mm.
And they're still going to be doing their February, March ones.
Yes.
Did they do well with the Christmas one?
They do very well.
Yes, they do.
So the upfront costs to run this market are quite high. People have complained because of the cost of the stalls, but they don't realise the cost. There's over $5,000 in advertising. Our road closure is five plus. So the actual setup cost is quite high. So we did have a break-even point, obviously, but this fair is going ahead, wet or fine.
Yes, that's the thing. Is there any contingency for wet weather and and wind and southerly coming through Queen Street?
Well, we don't expect that to happen in December. Oh, who knows? This weather, we have no control over the weather.
No.
We chose the main street because of the possible being wet. So as we went onto a grass, we'd have trouble with mud and everything else.
True,
so that's why we have chosen to go down the main street.
So, Alan, you're the treasurer. So am I allowed to ask what a stall costs?
Well, we've got an early bird special at the moment, and that starts at about $110 plus GST, and it goes up to about $199 depending on what sort of stall. The dearest stall that we have is the food stalls, because they need quite a bit more room to operate from, and it's where it is. So they've got, it's very competitively priced. It seems to some people probably quite a lot dearer than something like the Sunday market, but it's a different sort of market. This is a craft market, and it is very competitively priced with Martinborough as an example, and also there's a big fair down in Petone, Jackson Street, Petone. And that is also run by a Rotary Club from down there. So,
depending on how big an area is it, a bit like I'm just sort of thinking of the car park stall area at the Sunday market. Would it be as big as an area as that people would have?
It's bigger.
A standard size.
It doesn't run. It runs long ways rather than.
No, square, 3x3. Six by three is
there. Yeah. It's not like a car park, you know.
Yeah, if you walk down the middle of Queen Street, and then the stalls are at right angles to the middle, and so they go out towards the pavement.
Yeah.
And the reason why there is a gap between the stalls and the pavement, it's for emergency vehicles.
Of course,
it's needed to anything get through there, like ambulance or whatever, they can move along there. But the roads will be totally closed, so there's no traffic.
No.
We'll move in or out of the place while the fair is going.
And what about entertainment? Is there going to be anyone?
Not this year.
No.
But we will look at that in future years. Mainly because how can you entertain, it's like putting a public address system up from one end of Queen Street to the other. It's almost impossible. So this year we've decided not to, but it is in the plans for future, because we'll actually set up an entertainment area in one of the side streets and round about, say, Church Street, for instance, which is roughly the middle, and it's wide enough to actually do that, but certainly not this year.
No. And it's another hassle, isn't it?
Well, it's not necessarily a hassle, it's a cost.
Of course.
And so, therefore, we're trying to reduce our costs. The reason that we have also done this, like any Rotary project, there is a funding at the end of it, which we give back to the community. So, therefore, depending on the return after the event, will be determined how much we can give back to the people of Masterton.
And that will be the returns from the stall takings. The people giving you the money to
have the stall.
It's if we had to pay for the labour, it would be huge, because the numbers would go probably over 100 people involved just in running the fair. And if you looked at that and said, well, okay, what will we need to pay to have people doing that? So at the moment, we're in just into about break-even situation. We hope we'll do a little bit better, but there's a lot of cost in advertising. There's a lot of cost in organising the website, and because it's all electronic, when people go on the website, they don't need to go out of that. They can make the payments directly from there, and it just makes it very, very easy. But the people that are coming will be used to that, because anything like the Martinborough Fair or anywhere else would have the same thing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Oh, no, it's great. And it's also, there's always a buzz at the Martinborough Fair, isn't it? I mean, it's just a good vibe when people are there. So it's really good for something for Masterton too.
Well, you've got, Masterton really doesn't have much at all compared to our other towns. Featherston has Booktown, Martinborough, the Martinborough Fair, and the wine.
Toast Martinborough.
You've got Greytown that has the midwinter months-long celebrations. Cardin has Daffodil Day. So Masterton really didn't have anything on an annual basis. Most of the activities are biannual or throughout the year. Example, we're also competing, I believe, there is the drags on the same weekend.
These are
sort of weekly or bi-monthly activities that some of them have. So a yearly event we don't have. Oh, I actually apologise for that, because there's Golden Shears.
Yes.
But that draws a different sort of crowd. And also, that's a paid event, so it doesn't become a free public event.
That's true, yeah. So, it's a Saturday, isn't it? So,
Correct. So
what about the Sunday market? That will still be open on...
That will still be open on Sunday.
Yeah, because it's a different group of people often that would be there.
Correct.
And also the Veggie Mart and all that sort of thing, yeah. Yes.
And the other thing, that it doesn't clash with the Christmas parade, which is the week afterwards.
Is it the week after? Week before. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that doesn't go down. Is it going down Queen Street this year?
Yes.
It is. Yeah.
Down Queen Street.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't work out when they took it down Dixon Street.
No,
so
it didn't.
They brought it back down Queen Street.
Yeah. And that sort of involves a lot of the locals, doesn't it? Whereas the stalls, you'll be getting people from all around the place, won't you, coming to Masterton? With the stalls, you know, and they're not just people.
A lot of stalls coming from, you know, New Plymouth, Hastings, and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yes, so a totally different...
It's a different type of thing, isn't it?
Yes.
And even the public coming. I mean, there's people from Masterton would go down to the fair in Martinborough, and people from Wellington come up to the fair, so we expect the same sort of thing. The catchment right up through the Wairarapa, apart from the people that are actually involved in it and their families as well.
Well, it's really going to be quite exciting, isn't it?
Our advertising is basically from Palmerston North right down the west coast to Wellington and around the Wairarapa, so we're certainly covering a very large area.
And is that's mostly newspaper or...?
No, very little newspaper.
Oh, and the radio too.
Billboards.
Yeah.
So there is radio and newspaper, but mainly billboards down the west coast.
Yeah.
And around Wellington we have two buses.
Oh, great.
So they'll be sort of mobile.
Yeah.
And there'll be a mobile display around Masterton as well.
Buses with the logos on, you mean?
Buses with the advertising on the back, yes. Are
there going to be any trains coming up?
No.
Too difficult.
Too difficult. And I don't think there's a train for Martinborough. I could be wrong there.
No, there's not. They've got to go to Featherston.
Yes, yeah.
And then they've got to get a bus. Oh, the ones for the Martinborough Fair. I think they can come up to Featherston and then get a bus from there.
From there, yes.
Yeah. Mm. But that's something you could look at sort of in the future,
That'd be great in the future.
But I mean, you've got to sort of...
Well, this is the first time, so we do have first costs coming up, which won't be as bad next time, but We've got to get this one right first.
And, of course, it's being run by a small group in our Marston South Rotary Club and everybody in the club. Now, we've got about 60 in our club, so everybody will be on duty that day.
Everybody will be shoulder tapped.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus the partners, spouses, and other places like the boxing people want to help out.
Yeah. Boxing Academy.
Boxing Academy, yeah.
So that's where, if you look at those numbers, you are getting into the something over 100, I would think.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, I think it's going to be great. Mm. Really, really exciting. So, and in the, who else is on your committee? There's... John, who was meant to be with us, John Prendergast here.
Yes. There's Rob Cameron.
Mm-hmm. Reba or Opeki?
Opeki.
Opeki.
Oh, and Dorothy Booth.
Dorothy Booth's our secretary. Mm-hmm. Cool, we couldn't do it without her. She's been amazing. And then there's John Murray, Chris Gardner.
Garland,
sorry, yes.
I think he's been doing a lot of the advertising.
He's doing the advertising.
Maitland Manning.
Mm-hmm. And he's the gentleman who is in charge of our computer, all doing all the...
all the ones who go into the website.
And then there is also David Howden, who's doing our traffic management.
Oh, yes.
So that's pretty much it. There's also Marilyn Hunt, who's doing our catering.
Great.
Because you've got to feed the soldiers.
My word. Oh, well, I think it's a wonderful thing. And also, you know, people often say, well, what do you do with all this money with Rotary? You know, all this money. But, you know, if they think we're fundraising. But, I mean, there are so many things, worthy causes that we... I mean, even this year, you must know of different causes that we put money into.
As you go through the things just coming off the top of my head, there's... We gave the large sum of money to the basketball courts.
That's right.
We've given money to the swimming pool, the wool shed museum.
The Wellington Free Ambulance.
So far we've given $20,000 to the Wellington Free.
Mm.
We built the toilets at Henny Lake.
That's right, yeah.
With an actual fact...
And the dog park.
Oh, we've just finished the dog park.
Dog park, yeah.
Well, that's not finished. Stage one's finished. But that is also in partnership with Marston Rotary. Mm. So that's a joint effort between the two Rotary clubs.
Just briefly, just because I know you're very much involved with that, tell us just a bit about that. But
Well, it started off as basically I had an idea of doing it and then... Talking to the other club, we found that they were also at the same time thinking of it, so that's where we came up with a joint venture. And so, therefore, both clubs had been involved with that, and we still have to do the second stage will be seating and covers and a few other. And there is one gentleman, I don't know his name, but he's putting in the pipes and the concrete pad for... activities for the dogs, but it's coming along, and we have had our challenges.
Yeah,
but we have now overcome those, and it's moving on very well.
And that's down at Henley Lake, isn't
besides
it?
The men's shed at Henley Lake. Yes,
has it got a name yet?
Barclay Park. It is Barclay Park.
Oh, great. That's excellent. Oh, well, I think that, you know, and I think there are so many other things, not just the bigger projects. There's money that's put into books for babies and the dictionaries for schools that we give out each year. I mean, all this sort of fundraising goes towards that, doesn't it?
You don't see those, books for babies, the dictionaries and what have you. They're the things that are in the background.
Yeah, but they're there every year, and they've got to be paid for, so, you know, the money's got to come from somewhere,
I think the books for babies is about $4,000 a year.
Yeah, that's right, every baby in the Wairarapa.
Yes,
it's a book.
Every newborn baby gets a book, which I think is wonderful, it really is. And there's so many wonderful books out at the moment. I can say that because I was, the other thing too that we do is, and it's not fundraising, but Wairarapa, Masters and South and other friends go into Marsden Primary School and do reading with the children there. And I've been filling in because I'm on the sort of the filler-in band. And some of the books that the kids have these days are just so interesting and exciting for them. You know, it really is good that that they've got those. Anyway, I think we've spoken quite a bit about this wonderful Christmas fair. We'll remind people before the end of the show about exactly when it is and what they can do. But I think we might just take a break, and then we've got a couple of other things that we want to talk about, which is Food Bank coming up very soon, and also a 45th anniversary of our mini golf setup. So let's just put some music on.
Come talk while I try and fix
okay. it. Yeah, sorry about that. I did have a very appropriate one, actually. It was going, raindrops keep falling on my head from Bacharach. So we shall just remind people, okay, of the dates of the dates.
The dates of the food bank?
No, Christmas fair.
Oh, the Christmas fair, the 7th of December.
Saturday, the 7th of December. And starting at
public 9 o'clock.
Public 9 o'clock, going right through the day till everyone's exhausted at 4 o'clock.
Yep.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you. So perhaps we won't have any music.
No, it seems to be fine, but we'll hit it and see what happens.
Right.
Yes, you have to track one?
Yes.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head and they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. He's sleeping on the job. Those raindrops are falling on my head and they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they send to greet me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. A cry is not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. Up to bring me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. The cry is not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
Well, welcome back to Rotary Matters, and that was a bit of raindrops keep falling on my head, and as I said, hopefully they won't be falling on our heads for the upcoming Christmas fair. Right, so we're talking about different projects and things that are coming up with the Marston South Rotary Club, and on the 6th of November we have our annual food bank collection. And that's not just with our Rotary Club. It involves lots and lots of people. And Warwick, you've been OC of that for many years, haven't you?
No, I haven't, but I've certainly been involved.
You've been involved. I always thought you were the most important person.
No, I'm not the one. Ben Moorcock is
our leader. But he's only a newcomer. You've been here a while back.
He's organising it last year and this. And we sort of started off many years ago, and it has grown and grown. It all comes into the fire station. Again, all our members are involved either with trailers, utes, vans, and we basically cover the whole of Marston and bring all the donated food items back to the station where it's packed up into categories and then brought down here below us to the food bank.
Mm. And that's, last year it was a huge success, wasn't it? Well, I mean, they're always a success, but I think it was a huge gathering last year, is that right?
Yeah, very, very, very successful last year.
Mm.
In fact, probably year on year, every year is bigger than the previous one.
Mm.
And it's amazing the help that people give. They're so generous. And often it's the poorer areas are the ones that are the most generous.
Yes, you're quite right, yeah. And it's lovely sometimes you go around in the car and you see little kids out at the out of the gate with their little, well, it used to be plastic bags, but brown paper bags or something with their food and waiting for you to come round.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's quite exciting, isn't it?
Listening to that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we're very grateful for the emergency services too, because they go around and make a lot of noise and let people know we're coming. And we just ask this, you know, just bring it out to your letterbox and leave it on your letterbox, or to give it to the walkers who'll take it back to the vehicles. And if we miss you, please bring it down to the food bank the next day.
Yeah, and also sometimes the cars and the collectors come around twice, you know, because people mightn't be at home. And I notice that people who are on the trains, you know, that get in at sometime after six, you sort of can go back again, even though you've been around once, that you can often get people doing that.
Mm.
And it's quite a business, isn't it? You had something to do with all the planning of the areas in town, Alan, I remember that.
Yes, I did have a bit of involvement there. It was just on the night, really, and checking off who was out and about. And there was a need to have some sort of security, because we had a lot of help from the secondary schools, and you want to know that those people are safe out there.
Mm.
And we would check and see that if they went out, they came back, and then that they were looked after when they came back. And some of them were from boarding facilities, so they needed to get back to where they came from, like Wycol, when Wycol had their boarding facility. But all of the schools got involved.
Yes, they do.
A lot of organisations, including radio stations, have their own teams in terms of pickup. And in fact, really, people have got so keen on it that we tend to have an oversupply of vehicles. But, you know, that's good.
Mm.
And it just works like a well-oiled machine now.
Mm, it does. And it's amazing when you come through at the fire station, because the collection's at the fire station. And so, you know, you drive into the fire station and there's a team of people coming to undo the boot and you get all the stuff out, and then it's put into, and all around the, it's amazing around the around the fire station, the tables with all the names on, about, you know, like tin fruit, rice or whatever. It's all layers. It's all sorted. It's a great organisation, really, isn't it?
It's like a lot of ants. Running along, picking up a can of baked beans or a can and then taking it and putting it in the right box. So, there's a large crowd on the streets, but also at the station packing up the boxes before they take them down here to the food market.
I think it's also run at the same time in Carterton, the same night.
A whole Wairarapa.
Yeah,
it's done at the same time.
Yeah, which is great. Yes. Excellent. And this year, I'm pleased to see that it isn't coinciding with the Wairarapa College graduation for a change.
Oh,
no, because that was usually on the same night.
Oh, okay.
And they're doing theirs on the 30th, so this week coming. Yeah, 30th of October. And ours is the following week, 6th November.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so that often was a bit of a problem, you know, trying to get the students, but they're all very happy. And I know that Rathkeel often used to...
Yes, so Matthews, Rathkeel, Solway College. In fact, all the way through. And even if they weren't in their school uniform and came, they would come with parents or others just to help out. I mean, the kids really seem to enjoy it.
Yeah. So that's great. So that's something that we also do. That's the annual food bank appeal, and that is on the 6th of November. Now, on the 9th and 10th of November, we have a special anniversary because 45 years ago, now I'm not going to ask you if you were involved in that, Warren. No.
A little bit early.
I wasn't in town at that stage. No. But
the... What we're talking about is the mini golf, or what was used to be called mini putt, which is down by the Queen Elizabeth Lake, and that is one of our main fundraisers, isn't it? Of the Marston South Rotary Club. Can you fill me in with the origins of it, Warwick? I know it was.
It started just prior to me joining Rotary. Mm. But it used to be run by the Rotarians, and the weekends we all took turns at manning the booth. And then it got too big, and so the club decided to employ a manager, which we still do today. And so therefore, over the years, the club has done all the maintenance. We've replaced the carpets several times, redone the gardens and the planting, and it's just had a very recent spruce up, getting ready for the 45th. It is now run as a separate business from the club. Before it was just a club activity, now it's actually run as a business. So therefore it has a board of directors and a manager, and so therefore the actual day-to-day running is no longer the responsibility of the club itself. But the club still gets a profit from it, which we then give back to the community and the other projects that were mentioned earlier.
And that latest sprucing up, I mean, it looks really amazing, doesn't it? It's lovely down there now with the painting and the new carpet and all the shrubs and all.
Yeah, it's had a good spruce up, especially for the 45th.
And that was all done by club members.
It was.
So it makes it's a really interesting area down there. You've got the skate park, you've got the
kids' home,
which we were involved with that too, and and then the mini golf,
and the kids' own playground, which was also a Rotary project. But I think the one of the big things I think are great with the mini golf is that we've created an employment opportunity for someone.
Yes.
In having that, because while we were doing it ourselves, we were doing it as volunteers, but it's got to the size where someone can get an income from it. And it's quite a good income.
Mm.
And they do employ other people. to help out. So, you know, we get funds to distribute, and a person gets an employment opportunity, which is good.
Yeah, so that's that's one of our main ongoing. Oh, and also there's bikes there too.
But there is. Yes.
They're not quite as people don't always use them, but they are there if people want to hire them.
They haven't probably worked out quite as well as what we may have hoped.
Yeah.
But the main part is the mini golf.
And it's fun.
Yeah.
Very tricky. Yeah. And of course that's sort of our major, apart from the Christmas fair now, but it's our major fundraiser and ongoing fundraiser sort of, and also Sunday market. And that's, I know you've both been involved with that. We've all been involved because everyone in the club works at the Sunday market two or three times a year. Yeah. And that's grown too, hasn't it?
It has. It's done pretty well. And then back a little bit of time, one of the farmer members of the club donated land for use, and pine trees were planted, and they were harvested probably, what would it have
five
been?
5 years ago.
5 years
ago.
About
that, yeah.
And that gave a good sum to enable us to support things like the Wellington Free Ambulance and some big projects that have been in town.
So we're really, when you think about it, because people often say, oh, what does Rotary do, you know? But I think we're out there and doing a lot of stuff that people possibly aren't as aware of.
We're an organisation that really don't push our barrier out far enough.
No.
We get on, we do the job and move on to the next one. So we don't sort of bang our chests and stick it out there. No, we don't do that sort of thing.
No.
We sort of get on and do the job that's been asked of us. And we are regularly asked for sponsorship. We've actually sent two young chaps to Wales for football.
For the rugby.
Rugby,
yeah,
that's 4 months. So there's...
I think they're going to somewhere where one of the ex-Waikol...
Yes, that's correct.
Zeb Apero,
yes,
was who used to be at school.
Yeah,
used to teach him. And he's now over there as the as a sports coordinator at a college in Wales.
Yes. So there's two young chaps from Nelson College and two from Wairarapa were selected to go over to Wales for football. Yes, and then they will be sending. Two
back
chaps
here?
Back here in our winter season.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah.
Because we haven't really had much of the foreign students, they're not foreign from Wales, but I mean, because of COVID, we haven't really had what we always used to have, which were the exchanges with the...
We haven't had many of those.
No, not lately. No. We just haven't been able to organise it.
Well, it has declined worldwide, and it's become quite an expensive thing. And I think that probably... young people are doing more travel as well themselves.
Those that are coming, I know Kuanui has quite a few of them, are actually paying to come out.
Oh, are they? So they're not being sponsored by...
No.
Oh, okay.
So I do know that one parent has had two from Germany, actually, and they were paid to come out.
Oh, I see.
So,
yeah.
But that's sign of the times.
That's right.
User pays.
Yeah.
So.
But that's through, we sort of have organised that through the, you know, our international committee, haven't we? Yeah.
In the past we have. Yeah. We've had Rotary Exchange Students where we sponsor a student
Someone
within
going
our
over.
Club.
Yeah.
And we also have sent students away from our club as well. So,
well, there used to be three types of exchange. There was the ones, I think the maximum age was about 30 years of age. So people that had done pretty well within their early career and had the opportunity to travel overseas with some other people, and they group study exchange, and that was very, you know, was well accepted. I mean, it was very hard to get into because there were limited places. Then we had the international exchange, which was a year for students probably around 16 to 17 years of age. And they came from, I mean, our club itself, the ones I remember is Japan, Brazil, America, the UK, all over the place. It really was very good. And then the one that my girls went on, which was the twin exchange, which was for sort of form, what used to be form four, which is
year 10.
And they would go away for one term and stay with a family in Australia, and they'd be matched with a family that had a student that wanted to come out here. And so the person, like if my girls went, one of them went to a place called Ningham, which was way out in the middle of Australia, and she was to bring back a student and stayed with us for a term. So that worked pretty well. But again, I suppose with exams and things like that, whether that's been the problem, that but that, we're not doing much
no,
of that's that
not
now.
Doing that. No, no, no. No, because we also had students from Europe that came. We had from Switzerland a couple of times. And But it has seemed to have dropped off. But whether that will revive it, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, but it's just sort of so many things that are happening and that go on that people sort of don't realise. Well, it's been really good talking to you both about all the exciting adventures that are coming up and all the lots of work, but it's the run-up to Christmas, so we all expect that to happen, and we can all have a good break over the Christmas period. But just a reminder about the date. So the first one coming up is the 6th of November, which is Food Bank Collection, and that will be right throughout the town. And that starts about 5:30-ish. The first lot of cars go out or round
about
there.
We like people to be there about 5.
Yeah, and then so you'll hear all the sirens and everything, yes. and then that goes through till about 8.
Well, yes, at the most.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's most not a of them late night for
no,
people.
Most of them are in by
sort of 7:30.
Yeah. And then following that, so that's the weekend following that, the 9th and the 10th. Now, at the mini golf, I also didn't say that there's going to be competitions.
There is a competition with spot prizes.
Yeah, and so do people just go along and enter a team or do you know? Yeah. Oh, okay. And I know we're going to be called upon to volunteer to be scrutineers or something, but do you know what happens?
No.
No, I'm not sure. I've just heard about it. Yeah.
You turn up and you're told what to do.
Told what to do. Okay. So that will be right throughout the 2 days, I think, isn't it? Saturday and the Sunday. Yeah. Mm. So we'll probably get more information out about that one. And then, of course, the really exciting one is the big Masterton Christmas Fair, which is going to be on December the 7th.
Correct.
In Queen Street, and lots and lots of stalls, well, lots of interesting stalls, and I think that's something that we're really going to look forward to. So you've been listening to all these things about the Masterton South Rotary Club on Rotary Matters, which comes to you once a month. And if you want to know anything more about Rotary or joining Rotary, as you can tell, we're very busy, and we're a good, exciting club because we're always doing something. And there's meetings every Tuesday, and it's a very social club, so that's great. And you can look on our website, which tells you a little bit about that, or even just come along to any of these things that we've mentioned and have a chat to the Rotarians who are there and can be filled in on that. So thank you both, Warwick, and thank you, Alan, for coming and talking to us. And hopefully It's not going to be raining all the weekend. The All Blacks are going to win, and we're all going to have a lovely Labour weekend. So thank you very much.
Hoping.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.